Welcome to the Financial Flight Plan with Tim Estes and Bree Reyes. When it comes to your financial future, we believe the sky is the limit. We'll give you the proper tools to keep your engine portfolio running smoothly. Let us pilot the answers to some of your toughest financial issues. The Financial Flight Plan starts now.
Well, thank you for joining us today on the Financial Flight Plan podcast. I'm Mark Haywood alongside Bree Reyes of Estes Financial Services, serving you in the Metroplex with an office in Fort Worth. Check them out online at estesfinancial.net. That's estesfinancial.net. On Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn as well. And as always, we'd love for you to call into the team, Tim Estes, Bree Reyes, 817-444-8402. That's 817-444-8402. That is your number to get in touch with the team. Ask all of your questions. If you're listening to the podcast today and you've come up with more questions about your own financial plan, your strategies, and maybe just individual things that you've been hearing on the show, something you're interested in, reach out to the team. Give them a call, 817-444-8402. Well, Bree, this is a fun time of year. Spring is slowly on its way, and of course, in March, we always like to celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, not March Madness?
Well, March Madness as well. That's true. That's a given. I actually just purchased. I'm a big UNC Chapel Hill University of North Carolina fan.
No. I really liked you until you said that.
We're never going to be able to.
Rock Chalk Jayhawk.
Oh no. Rock Chalk Jayhawk.
And Giga Maggies.
Oh, gosh. If you're listening to this later on, you may want to check in and make sure we're still here, that we haven't gotten in a huge fight here in the middle of March if you're checking in the summertime. But, oh, man, it is a great time of year. But I want to talk a little bit about St. Patrick's Day and more specifically luck, right? I think this time of year, we start thinking about luck, maybe in sports, right? You think maybe my team will get lucky. Maybe you're one of those mid-major schools and you think, I'm going to get lucky. They're going to make a run in the tournament, Cinderella story. And especially in our finances, we think like crazy. It's so easy to fall into that line of thinking of, man, I really wish I could just fall into some wealth, right? I really wish that I could just win the lottery, or my great aunt Bertha from England passed away and I inherited $500,000. But that's just not the case now, is it?
Not really. And if you're getting an email from a solicitor that says send them your bank account and then they will send you millions of dollars.
Right. Pause. When the son of the deposed king of Nigeria sends you an email and says that he's going to, you know, if you'll help reinstate his father into power, he'll give you $1 million. That's probably a great time to call an advisor, your lawyer, or just simply delete the email.
Exactly. Do not give your banking information out via the phone.
Please don't do that. If you do, you probably have more problems than we can get into here on this podcast. But, oh, those always are entertaining emails to get. But instead of just waiting around for the money to find you, waiting around for one of those emails, how about we just make our own financial luck? Here are some easy tips to follow to make it happen. First one being, invest a little time and energy to educate yourself about your financial options. What do you think about that, Bree?
I think this is great. Tim and I teach a baby boomer retirement course twice a year, and I love to see people give our office a call or show up at class the first day and educate themselves on important topics about their retirement or their finances or estate planning. It's your money isn't going to manage itself. And a lot of people just don't necessarily take the time to educate themselves. And unfortunately, that can be to your detriment. That can be maybe when you're not working with a financial coach or not working with a fiduciary or certified financial planner. And you don't know those things because you haven't taken the time to educate yourself to find out what a fiduciary even is, or what a certified financial planner is and what they can do for you. So just take a little time to read up on the markets. You know, give our office a call and ask when we're hosting our next workshop or baby boomer retirement course. You know, take some initiative. The more initiative you take and the more you care about your money, the more it'll work hard for you.
That's right. As we were researching this topic, we actually stumbled across a great quote from Thomas Jefferson. He once said, "I'm a great believer in luck, and I find the harder I work, the more I have of it." And I think that's so true. A lot of these opportunities aren't just going to fall in your lap. You have to go out and you have to make them happen. And you can do that by putting a plan in place to reach your financial goals. Of course, the team at Estes Financial Services would like to help you do that. All you have to do is pick up that phone, reach out to them, call 817-444-8402. That's 817-444-8402. 8402. Now, another tip for making your own luck, so to speak, look at your budget closely and find areas where you can easily get spending under control. This one is huge. You can save so much by just spending less.
It's amazing. I just taught a Girl Scout troop, actually, about keeping a money diary. And I think that everybody needs to do this, but see where you're spending, because it's amazing. You can have little bits go out the door every day or every week and you don't think much of it, but those little bits add up. So not only having a budget, but also keeping a money diary are very, very important. And if you need help putting a budget together, feel free to give our office a call. I have a great budgeting worksheet that I'd be happy to email over to you so you can start kind of thinking about things and thinking about how much you need to budget to each category.
Again, that number to call is 817-444-8402. That's 817-444-8402. Give the office a call. Get in touch with Bree Reyes. She can help you, again, kind of go through some of those resources that she discussed. Look at your budget. Find areas where you can, again, just quickly get that spending under control. Learn to take control of your finances before they take control of you, quite frankly. Another tip for making your own luck. At this point, I think we should just say another tip for being smart, for working hard and putting your dollars to work. Take advantage of your employer's 401k match.
If you are lucky enough to have an employer that has a match, take advantage of it. You are getting basically free money from your employer for participating in the 401k. It's hard to turn that down.
That's right. That's incredibly hard to turn down. It's such a great opportunity. And not every company does this. So if you work for an organization that offers this matching plan, please, please take advantage of that. You can, again, reach out to the team if you have questions on that. But that is a great way to jumpstart your saving, to jumpstart your planning for retirement. Take advantage of your employer's 401k match. All right, another tip here, have an emergency fund on standby and don't just take out of it when it's not an emergency, when it's one of those quote-unquote emergencies. Make sure it's a real emergency if you're going to be taking out of an emergency fund. Bree, I think this one is huge, just of the utmost importance.
This is so huge, Mark. And yes, define what emergency means for you. I once had a client call me and tell me they needed to take money out of their 401k account or their IRA account because her friends were going to Europe and it was an emergency and she needed to go with them. To me, an emergency is the house is flooded or an ambulance has been called type situation. So think about what your emergency is before you tap your emergency fund. And how much should you have in an emergency fund? This is a question I get every single day. Really, it depends on you. A good rule of thumb is 3 to 6 months of necessary essential expenses. What do I mean by a necessary essential expenses? I mean you need them to live. We need electricity. We need food. We need shelter. We do not necessarily need Spotify or Netflix. Now, I know in my house, my husband would totally argue with me on those.
What are we going to do without The Crown and House of Cards and some of those great shows?
Don't get me wrong. I love them, too. But when I'm talking about necessary essential expenses, I mean food, shelter, clothing, that type of thing. So good rule of thumb is to have 3 to 6 months of those in an emergency fund. But it depends on you. Depends on what makes you comfortable. If having a year's worth of necessary expenses helps you sleep at night and you have the ability to do that, do that. But don't use your emergency fund as a piggy bank. Have a separate savings account for everyday trips to Europe. Don't use your emergency fund as a piggy bank.
And Bree, please correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe a lot of folks out there advise that this is the first step. As in, if you don't have an emergency fund, you need to stop everything else in terms of your investing strategies to get this in place. Well, what do you think about that?
Oh, that's the first thing I do when we have a prospect come in the office. And that's the first thing I look at and ask for, where's your emergency fund? And if it's part of their regular savings account, I advise them to carve it out. Don't keep it in there. Because psychologically, if you see it as part of your regular savings account, you think it's there to spend. It's not.
Right. I actually try to look at that money as an expense. Once I put it in that emergency fund, it's gone and I'm not touching it unless something really bad comes along. And of course, like we just talked about, really bad as I have defined it. You know, what do you need that money for? But it's just of the utmost importance that you get an emergency fund in place. Another tip for maybe safety, for protecting yourself, prepare in advance for bad streaks in the market.
Exactly. Diversify You know, if you're working with financial coaches like Tim and I at Estes Financial Services, make sure your portfolio is diversified. Make sure you have a proper asset allocation for you. Make sure you're comfortable with your risk tolerance and your time horizon, and have a system in place to rebalance. We do that for our clients. But so many financial advisors and so many prospects that we see come through this office either don't know about what rebalancing is or aren't regularly doing it. And that rebalancing in it itself will help you prepare for bad streaks in the market.
All right, Bree, and the next tip we have here, I think the writers stole this one straight out of an 80s Nike ad. Remember that there is no finish line. I don't know if you've heard or remember those old ads, but there is no finish line. Retirement isn't a destination, but rather just another phase of life. Even death doesn't have to be the finish line when it comes to the impact you can have on your family and community. I mean, just think about this with me. If you plan well, it's possible that you could have assets to leave to the next generation and the following generations. On the other hand, your debts stay behind as well. They don't just magically disappear. So you have to plan for these things.
Oh, this is huge. I always say, remember your time horizon. It isn't your first day of retirement. It's the rest of your life. So when we talk about time horizons for portfolios in retirement, we're talking about how long are you planning on being on this planet, not what day are you going to retire. So that's something you need to think about. Also, think about not only the financial impact that you could leave on your family, but the financial impact you could leave on the community if you plan properly. When we say go out and lead an abundant life, we're talking about making the impact on the community that you want to make, spending time with the people you want to spend time with, doing the things you want to do, and being the person you want to be. These are all things you can do throughout your life. I don't care if you're 5 or 105. These are impacts that you can make on the world.
It's so true, Bree. I always like to talk about putting your money to work, giving those dollars a purpose. And with the proper plan, you can do that. You can have goals in mind, ways that you want to impact your family and others. And with the proper plan in place, you can reach those goals. But as we said, it's not a finish line, right? It isn't a destination. It's more of a journey. And along the way, you really need to tune out that financial noise. Don't be swayed by the prognosticators, the gurus who are just really trying to provide entertainment or pushing fear, trying to get you to go out and buy their product. I love watching Jim Cramer on CNBC, but please don't let that be the end-all be-all for your financial advice.
Exactly. Turn off the TV. That's the first thing I tell people. Turn off the TV. Fear and greed sell ad space. It's how it works. If it bleeds, it leads. The old journalism saying. I was a student journalist when I was in college, and I remember we talked about that in my school newspaper. If it bleeds, it leads. Turn it off. Remember that most of the people on TV either have an investment program to sell you, a book for you to read, a financial course that you can attend, or you can learn to buy options by buying their option program, that type of thing. Remember, anytime you're watching one of those stories, think about why they're there and think about what they're suggesting. I, too, have watched Cramer. And the problem with some of those shows is that they talk about, say, one stock, and it's, you know, booyah good or whatever. And I don't necessarily know if that fits my portfolio. I'm the first one to think about, well, would that be good for me? Maybe, maybe not. I don't know what the risk in the security is. I don't know much about the company. And unfortunately, people go and they hear it and they immediately put it in their portfolio and they buy it. And they're not thinking about diversification. They're not thinking about their time horizon or their risk tolerance. They don't talk about the risk of some of the securities that are recommended on TV. It can hurt you. So tune out the noise. Turn off the TV. Unless you're watching it for just pure amusement, think about not everything that you see on TV or read on the interwebs applies to your financial situation. That's why you have to have a trusted coach like us at Estes Financial Services to talk you through, no, that doesn't fit for you, and here's why. You need to have somebody to turn and talk to when you hear TV, just blanket recommendations by the media.
And that's what I was going to throw in, Bree. The last sort of step here to making your own financial luck is to get a plan in place and stick to it. Don't be swayed by the noise. Don't be swayed by the I liked the word prognosticators out there, those so-called self-proclaimed gurus. Build a plan, stick to it as you go along that journey. Once you're in retirement, leading up to retirement, stick to that plan. And if you need help, just ask.
Exactly. When financial plans are built for people, other firms kind of do it for you and then tell you this is the budget you have to live on and here's how we're going to do it. With us, and the way Tim and I like to work, is a collaborative process to build a financial plan, because I want to make sure it's comfortable for the people that are actually going to have to live on that budget and live through those goals. I want to make sure the goals match what you really want. And if they change, you need to tell us. And if you need help, you need to ask us, because we can amend a financial plan. We can work together to make sure that we're hitting your financial goals. And that's really what it is. It's a plan that we put together. I can't do it for you. It'll never work. We all need to sit down and think through it together.
That's right. You need a coach to lead you along the way, to help you think through some of your toughest financial questions, to help you set goals for yourself, and just like any good coach, to encourage you as you're going, and if you get on track, to help you get back on the right path. So reach out to the team at Estes Financial Services. Give them a call at 817-444-8402. That's 817-444-8402. Get a plan in place that will help you to achieve your financial goals and to leave a financial legacy, as we talked about that, to make your impact on the world, on your family. Put that plan in place today. Call 817-444-8402. That's 817-444-8402. Well, Bree, as always, we thank you for joining us on the podcast today.
Thanks so much. And everyone, remember, first of all, it's not a sprint. It's a marathon when you're thinking about finances. And second of all, go out and lead an abundant life.